KCOS TV, El Paso's public television affiliate, seems to keep coming up with these fascinating new ways to involve the community, and by darn, they're doing it again. With me is Emily Martin Loya. She is the Chief Marketing Officer for KCOS, and she's here to tell us about a special joint project with Destination El Paso. Welcome, Emily.
Yes, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I'm getting old. Can you explain what this is about? Digital storytellers?
Definitely. So we're excited at KCOS to partner with Destination El Paso. We actually have gotten some funding in a partnership with PBS Digital Studios, and they do digital web series because, as we know, people aren't just watching television on TV anymore. We're watching stories and video online a lot, and our attention spans are shorter. So,
what were you saying?
To keep up with the times, right? We're launching a joint project with Destination El Paso to tell some positive and unique El Paso stories, things that are only in El Paso. And so we're actually looking for digital storytellers, 10 of them to be exact, to do a summer web series with us. And so we're looking for one episode from each. So we're in the process of taking applications right now for that.
Interesting. So Only in El Paso is the name of the project. And who would be your typical applicants? What kind of skills are involved?
That's a great question. We're looking for people that have access to a DSLR, which is a digital single lens reflex. It's just a fancy camera, right? Mm-hmm. But that you can take video from, and that have done some storytelling in the past. So we didn't want to say video producers because it doesn't have to be that formal or that fancy. We're looking videos between 3 and 6 minutes. They can be about a lot of different topics: arts, culture, food, living on the border, an awesome business or something new and happening, an event here in El Paso that only happens here in El Paso that you want the world to know about. And it might be an individual. It might be a team of folks. Like, you could be a student. You could be a freelancer, just somebody who likes to do these things on the side.
This immediately brings to mind some of the groups and individuals who have created short films for the Plaza Classic Film Festival every year. Mm-hmm. And there's an amazing number of very talented folks doing things with their cameras.
Yeah, so we hope that they're listening so that they know that, yes, we are a nonprofit, but we have built-in funding for this. So we there's a $1,000 stipend for each applicant that actually is accepted and submits a video for it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a wonderful thing. Anytime artists get paid, I'm just thrilled.
Of course, we need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, let's say we have interested applicants listening. What's the deadline and where can they get all the information?
First of all, the deadline is May 16th, which is a Friday.
So that's a couple of weeks.
So they've still got some time. And the application isn't too complicated, but all the details are on our website at kcostv.org. There's a link off our homepage, and you can go straight to a longer description about Only in El Paso and what it takes to apply.
How much paperwork is involved?
You know, it's not so bad. If you've done some videos before, we want a couple of links to some short videos you've done, just your contact info and your answer to why you want to be part of this project, and a resume and a couple of references.
So you're going to pull out 10 from all of your applicants?
Yes, and we'll have a committee between ourselves and Destination El Paso selecting.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody, let's say in 1 week, has a product that they would like for you to review and make suggestions on, are you available for that, or is that just not something you can offer at this point?
I hope to say yes. So so definitely if somebody has some questions or wants a little more feedback, my contact info is online, or they can email me at eloy@kcostv.org.
Oh, you are a good woman. Mm. Because that, especially if it's someone who has not applied to anything like this before, getting a little preliminary feedback as to whether they're even in the ballpark, that's so helpful.
Yes, and on the application online and the information, there's also some links to some other PBS digital projects that they can see. There's one in Minnesota that also took 10 different creative producers and did a different episode, and they're well on their way in their project. So it's one that you can kind of see other people's ideas and takes on that as
well. What is it supposed to look like when I'm done?
Exactly.
Get some benchmarks. I always feel for artists who are floundering, looking for direction. So that's really awesome that you're offering that kind of user-friendly application process. Very, very exciting stuff. My guest today, Emily Martin Loya. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for KCOS-TV, which is El Paso's public television affiliate. And digital storytellers are invited to apply for this joint project titled Only in El Paso, sponsored by KCOS and Destination El Paso. Everything you need to know is online at kcostv.org, including eloya@kcostv.org, which is Emily's direct email where she can help you out. You can call 594-5345 during regular business hours for information, and the deadline for applications is May the 16th by 5 p.m. So good luck to everyone who applies. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, Monica.